Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Nate.
Morena.
You've made it up on a Wednesday morning. This is a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels all very strange.
Thrown out of whack, but hey, long weekends, the books keep coming.
The books do keep coming.
Even though the long weekends take over. So thank you for coming up to chat about a wonderful Puka Puka with us. We've got Ali Smith's Glyph? Is that how you say that?
I think it's Glyph.
Glyph.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And it gets a bit more confusing.
Is that
than
a real
that.
Word?
I think it's like, you know, hieroglyphic.
Oh, okay,
and if
right.
You kind of cut into hieroglyphic, you'd get Glyph. But it gets a bit more confusing than that because Glyph is a kind of spiritual duology for a book that came out in 2024, also called Glyph. But that was Glyph. That was Glyph with an I, and this is Glyph with a Y.
Of course.
So I have to admit, when I've been talking about this book, that does sometimes lose people.
Yeah.
But it's a very clever book, and you don't have to read them in order. They're not kind of sequels. They're more, they discuss the same ideas. Glyph, with an I, is a kind of dystopian, looking at a kind of surveillance state and chiefly looking at what happens when you designate people as other. Glyph with a Y is very much looking at the modern day, and they kind of interact in a this is where we were going, this is how it happened kind of way.
Okay.
And equally, and this is when I love Ali Smith. I think she's probably my favourite author ever.
Wow. And yeah, there's some diehard Ali Smith fans out there.
There are some very diehard Ali Smith fans. And I kind of love in Glyph, the characters are all different, but all the characters in Glyph with a Y have read Glyph with an I. And there's this really funny
This is so meta.
It's so kind of meta-textual, but there's this very funny section where they're talking about Glyph with an I, and they're like, I didn't like it very much. It was too clever. too clever. It was too like politically on the nose. And like, what the fuck was up with the horse? And it's kind of at the same time as she's writing the book, it's kind of preempting all the criticism that, to be honest, has been leveled at her probably all through her writing, which is too kind of winky, too metatextual, too clever, and always incredibly politically current. But and Glyph with a Y, it has a lot of the ideas that have come through all her novels. So she writes a lot about family. She, in this, it's kind of two sisters provide the thread line through the whole book. And there's one timeline in when they're children and one timeline when they're adults. And the whole book kind of begins with two stories they're told by two different members of their family. And these are quite dark stories. The first is about a man in World War One who his horse was blinded in a chemical attack, and he walked it into the forest, came back 3 days later and was shot and court-martialed. And then the second story is about a man who in World War II was entirely flattened by a tank.
Whoa.
So quite dark stuff to tell a seven-year-old and a five-year-old. But, you know, kind of that older relative, everyone else is dancing and they go, oh, yeah, have I got a story to tell you? This will make you feel great.
Yes.
But, and so for the kind of story that takes place when they're young, the two sisters, Patch and Petra the older, Patch the younger. Their mum is dying, and Patch is having all these nightmares about a ghost, and the ghost ends up being the flattened man. And Petra pretends that she can talk to this ghost, and in this conversation that they're doing in this make-believe, they kind of make him real in that there are sections of the book where the flattened man is Witchery X standing in the corner, and they kind of build these stories around him. And then you jump to adulthood where they are estranged. They've been estranged for a very long time. There's a wonderful thing about their father, who was always very difficult, and he's in the younger sections as well, he died, and when they were dividing their possessions of the house, Petra came back in the night and split everything in half. Yeah, everything. Yeah, went to a sewing kit and cut the needles in half, and then
my kind of pity.
Exactly.
I like this character.
You're just kind of left with half of everything.
Yeah.
Photos cut entirely down the middle. Everything cut entirely down the middle, but that leads to this big kind of split.
Yeah, and fair enough. Actually.
Then Petra finds the ghost. Or is it a ghost of a blind horse in her bedroom and calls her sister? And that's when it all kind of starts off again, this kind of ghost and these stories that come back to us. But the thing about when I was thinking about this review is there's a lot in this book. There's quite short pages, but it does a hell of a lot. And there's so many different ideas running through it. Mm. But what I loved is Owie Smith is so current. A few years ago, she did these seasons books titled Spring, Autumn, Summer, Winter, and she wrote them over the course of a year and in that season. And they were about kind of Brexit and all this. And Glyph is really a response, I think, to stuff like Palestine, to growing right-wing extremism, especially in the UK, hatred of immigration. And the kind of big question Glyph asks is, how do you live in a world and seeing all these terrible things happen? And it's kind of that choice to look or to not look and what that means. And information is now also accessible and has never felt so muddled. And it's just this kind of great journey of how do you be a good person when you're seeing all these terrible things happen? And that relates back to the ghost, and there's a teenage daughter in the adult sections who is arrested for waving a scarf in front of a supermarket, and that it's all kind of about Palestine action in the UK and the cops. There's this kind of hilarious section where the cops are arresting her, and they go, and she goes, "What's the charge?" And they said, "Well, you were waving the scarf aggressively." And then three other people started also waving scarves, and that is obviously a group protest, you know, for permit. And it's just all these kind of aggressions and how you do that. And that kind of, again, is back to the sister and asks, can we still connect? And what moments provide that connection? And in a way, these stories of the man and the horse, these ghosts, are that connecting through line that brings the sisters together. And you're not really sure how real anything is, but that emotional connection is real. I don't know, it's quite a bold book. There's a lot to fit in here.
Yeah. But I do love when a book that manages to tackle such huge issues such as war and, you know, like the state of the world can capture those huge issues within the personal relationships of certain characters.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Like, and bring those worlds together, right?
And that's what Owie Smith does so well. And it sounds very heavy. Yeah, when I've been talking about it, I was like, God, this sounds quite heavy. But why Owie Smith is maybe my favourite author is she writes in such a kind of light way almost. It's very simple sentences, very light. She's fascinated by words, by wordplay, by etymologies. And it's, you kind of get lured into it. She's quite freewheeling, yet you never really know where a sentence will go and where it will end up. And very usually simple language, and you kind of just read, and then you get to something quite basic, and you just think, God, that there's a real emotive heft to it.
Despite it being so basic. But she's so cool, eh? I feel like I've talked to many a Ellie Smith fan, and this seems like another one that they're going to absolutely
I think I got to get on my Ellie Smith grind.
Definitely. And I think you don't have to read Glyph with an Eye first, but I think everyone should read both of them because they're such, in a way, current books about how we're living now, the problems with that, and how we can kind of build a future past all those problems, if such a thing is possible.
Oh, very current.
Gosh. So not one, but two wrecks for us today.
Glyph with an I and glyph with a Y. We've been talking about glyph with a Y. Is this one out of stock at the moment at Tama?
Yes. Well, it was meant to be in stock, and then the postage system ate the box, and we don't know where it is. But they're air wafting a new box to us that should be in early next week.
Okay. Excellent. Wonderful. And people can click the old notify me button on the website.
Pre-order,
that's the one.
Prepay, but yeah. So, and I think, yeah, everyone should read this book.
Wonderful. Cool. We've been talking about Glyph with a Y by Ellie Smith. Thank you very much, Nate.
Thank you.
So nice. Thanks to chat Puka Puka with you on a Wednesday even.
Yeah. It's good book reading weather as well.
Yes. Hard out. We'll be back to normal programming with Monday Loose Reads from next week. But thanks so much, Nate.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
That was Loose Reads.